Hail to the Comedy Kingdom!
Hail to the Comedy Kingdom! Hail to this realm of mirth! Here's to our queen, may she live in clover. Here's to her subjects, when we laugh all over. Throw away your troubles, cast aside your gloom. Just wear a smile, you will find it's all the style in the Comedy Kingdom.
Queen of Mirth. Long laugh, Queen Elvia.
And a royal welcome to all you people who are not sure which fork to use and who always order chicken salad in restaurants and do not know the correct answer to the all-important question, shall she ask him in? In other words, for this session of the Comedy Kingdom, we will take up the subject of etiquette. And, well, we are indeed fortunate in having with us an authority on etiquette. Your old friend and counselor, Auntie MacArthur, who first became famous for her article on how to yawn with your mouth closed. ladies and gentlemen, Auntie MacArthur. thanks, pals, for them few words. Auntie wants all her little buddy pals away out there in the tulies to get a load of this which follows. Now, tonight we've chosen our subject, etiquette. The D's and do's. Auntie means the do's and don'ts of life. Now, you may wonder what brung this up. Well, your old auntie got roped into a swell brawl last night with a crowd of folks which ought to know better than they appeared to did. I made notes as I went along, and whoops, believe me, your old auntie went a long ways last night, dearie. now, let's see. Here's my notes. First, your napkin should always be kept in the lap. Never run it up to half-mast. And if it drops on the floor, try hard to keep the chin out of the salad while reaching for it. Now, second, if corn on the cob is served, attack it with as little ferocity as possible. Adjust it as you would a harmonica, but don't run the scale quite so rapid. Now, Auntie finds that resting the elbows on the table helps to keep up a nice, even pace, you know? And in case you start choking, always remove the cob from the mouth. Auntie knows it's safer for all concerned. Whoops! Now, boiled potatoes is dangerous. Watch out for them. Many a man has been caught unawares with a hot potato in mouth and hostess asked him a question. The safest way to try a boiled potato is on the wrist, like a baby's bath. If you can hold one on the wrist, it's safe to tackle it. Now, remember, once you get it in your mouth, you got to swallow it like a man. It should never be returned to the plate. And speaking of heat, boys, don't fan your coffee with your derby. Blow on it. That is, blow on it unless you eat a mess of liver and onions for breakfast. In which case, set the coffee on the front steps until cool. Now, some authorities on etiquette say it don't make any difference which fork you take. Well, maybe not at the table, dearies, but it certainly does on the road. Your auntie's old enough to know. Now, just one more hint for the boys. When the lady enters the room, gents should always remove their hats. And they should keep them off till the ladies are seated. Now, if there ain't enough chairs to go around, a gent should get out of his and help lady off the floor when she wants to get up. They appreciate same, and so does your old auntie. Whoops! Good night, dear.
appreciation for all this night is meant to me. Could anyone have been more charming than you tried to be? Thank you for a lovely evening. You were so marvelous. You were so sweet. And I thank you for the lovely flowers. That little thought of yours made it complete. Seemed tonight, round about 11, I knew that heaven was mine, and I'm absolutely thrilled, dear, that good night kiss was divine. Thank you for a lovely evening. It was so wonderful.
Etiquette, I read that nuts are an absolute necessity at a formal party. So this being a very formal gathering, we invited some. And here they are, null and void.
Well. I say, Mr. Null, I don't like to appear, subsidized, but you seem to be all out of sorts.
I am, Mr. Boyd. I just got an awful bump on my crazy bone.
Oh, well, just comb your hair over it and nobody will notice it.
Mr. Boyd, that remark is very impolite. In fact, your lack of etiquette is appalling.
How can you say that, Mr. Null? Did you ever see me strike a lady without removing my hat?
Well, no, I can't say that I did. And speaking of ladies, haven't there been a lot of women in your life?
No, but there's been a lot of life in my women.
I see. Tell me, Mr. Boyd, what became of your brother-in-law, Theobald? He was such a ladies' man.
Oh, Theobald finally got married.
Theobald married? Whatever got into him?
Buckshot. And say, Mr. Now, listen, keep this under your hat. But I heard that after the wedding, they started sponging off her relatives.
Sponging off her relatives? What's the matter? Couldn't they bathe themselves?
Enough of your twaddle, my fine buckaroo. You'll have to excuse him, folks. You see, he's one of those type of fellas that always tries to put his spats on over his head.
You wouldn't dare remove your glasses and say that.
Why, I resent that remark, you cad. For 2 cents, I'd see my attorney.
Oh, you can't see an attorney for 2 cents.
Oh, very well, then. I'll plead my own case and demand a recount.
Oh, plead your own case? You wouldn't even know what to say.
Oh, I wouldn't, eh? I'll have you understand that I have spoken to 40,000 people in Madison Square Garden.
Ooh, what did you say?
Peanuts, popcorn, cracker jack.
Very good, Mr. Boyd, very good.
Oh, Mr. Null, have you ever spoken to any large bodies?
Why, yes. Only this morning I said hello to a couple of elephants.
Oh, Mr. Null, you tell the hugest joke.
Yes, don't I?
Yes, and by the way, I don't want to seem equinoctial, but over at my house last night we had chicken for dinner. That is, everyone except me.
Everyone except you? Why didn't you have chicken?
Because the sheriff came and I had a duck.
I had a duck. Yes. All of which brings to mind that it's time for us to duck. But before we go, I want to offer my sympathies for your poor old uncle, who just went to his reward. What was the cause of his sudden demise?
Why, he fell through some scaffolding.
Oh, too bad. What was he doing way up there?
Being hanged.
Goodbye.
So long.
Au revoir.
Adios, amigo.
Though little 12-year-old Maureen O'Connor was raised in a boarding house, she claims she's thinking of love rather than a second helping of butter when she sings, "It's like reaching for the moon."
All of my life I've waited, all of my life I've stated, the boy of my dreams would appear someday. But now that you are near me, you're so far away, it's like reaching for the moon, it's like reaching for the sun, it's like reaching for the stars. searching for you. You're so far above me. How can I expect an angel to love me? You're so divine as you. Wings, playing fiddle without strings, million other things no one can do. Though my hopes are slender, in my secret heart I pray you surround.
Come to the end of another session of the Comedy Kingdom, but we still wonder why books on etiquette are so terribly silent concerning the graceful way to scratch a mosquito bite in public.